Agricultural programs are made possible by First Midwest Bank, serving Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Doug Slayton in Galesburg at 309-341-5003. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
And good morning, I'm Jay Pierce with a look at the opening market report. We're coming to you online only today because of the special coverage from NPR News of the president's nomination for Supreme Court Justice. And let's take a look, first of all, at how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens, of course, at 8:49 on the pre-opening market report in Kansas City. July wheat opened at 6:61 this morning. That was up a half on the open. September wheat opened at 6:76, and that was up 5. July wheat in Chicago opened at 6:14, up 1.5. And the March wheat contract opened at 6:76.5. It was unchanged on the open this morning. July corn in Chicago opened at 4:29, down 1.25. September at 4:39, down 1.25 on the open. December at 4:50 was down 2, and the March contract opened at 4:60.5, down 1.25. The May corn contract for 2010 opening at 4:66.5, down 2.25. In July, opened at 4:71.5, down 3.5 on this morning's open. July soybeans opening at 11:66, unchanged. August at 11:33, down 1. September at 10:72, down 4.25. And the November contract opened at 10:32. That was up a half. January 2010, soybeans opening at 10:33 this morning, down 0.25. And the May 2010 contract opened at 10:03, down 2.5. Soybean meal for July opened at 375.50, that was down 50, and August opened at 360 even, down 40. July soybean oil opened at 37.90, down 20, and the August soybean oil contract opened at 37.80, down 47. And currently we see the soybeans trading in a range from down 4 on the August contract to up 4.75 on the March 2010 contract. The corn is trading generally about to down 1.5 to down 2.5. And the wheat contracts in Chicago are trading up 1.5 to 2.
Agricultural information on WILL is made possible with support from ADM. ADM thanks America's farmers because everything they do starts with you.
And joining us on the telephone now to talk things over is Wayne Nelson from L&M Commodities in New Market, Indiana. Good morning, Wayne.
Hi, good morning, Jay.
Well, what are you seeing as the prices are starting to tick this morning?
Well, we've seen a big turnaround in the outside markets since we came in early this morning. You know, the crude oil was down about $1.50 when I walked in the door this morning. It's only down 6 ticks here right now. The dollar was up about 60 cents when I come in. It's only up 25 now. And the Dow Jones was basically unchanged, a little easier, and it's up 160 now. So the influence is a little bit positive from out the outside markets, and we're only down 1.5 cents, 2 cents in the corn, and actually up 3.5 in the new crop beans. Jay, a little bit of news that major bean growing area in China, which produces 40% of their beans, is suffering a little bit of a drought right now, and they might be down 5 to 10% in that area as far as their planting goes. So the new crop beans get a little strength out of that.
Mm-hmm. Might have been some jitters early this morning, I think, as the stock market was just opening and some of the outside markets began trading because of those North Korean nuclear tests. But it seems like the markets have been able to shake that off.
North Korean nuclear tests, and then, of course, the word out in the street that GM would probably file for bankruptcy this week didn't help the stock market much out of the box. But we seem to have got past those jitters for right now, and surprisingly enough, with better weather over the weekend than expected, tremendous planting progress, and somewhere expected in over the 80% of corn being in the ground and probably close to 50 or a little better in the beans being put in the ground. And then today being clear rather than covered with rain like we were looking at when we went home on Friday, why We're just a little bit on the surprise side. The market's reacting quite as positively as it is.
Mm-hmm. So what kind of strategy do you suggest this morning?
Well, you know, I guess maybe sitting in our hands, we were thinking that might be more of a time that this market would sell off, but we seem to be finding some strength out there that along those lines. If anything, this morning, well, we're looking at probably selling the straddle and the at-the-money calls and either the corn and the beans, Jay, because it looks like there's some tremendous premium offered there for that. But as far as flat trades here, well, we're probably standing aside the market for right now.
Well, we have some rain in the forecast on the immediate front throughout much of the growing area, but dry weather is expected over the weekend and into Monday. What kind of impact do you think that might have?
Well, I tell you what, most of the farmers would sure like to have about a, you know, 3/10 to a half inch of rain on some of their hard ground that they've got some crops planted into. So basically that could be, if it's not a drowning or a pounding rain, why we'd be probably be looking forward to a small rain. So that'd be good, and then give us a little chance to get back out there next week and finish up with our beans.
All right, Wayne, anything else you want to touch on this morning?
I think that's about it for now, Jay.
All right, thank you much. It's right, Wayne Nelson at L&M Commodities, New Market, Indiana, and he'll join Todd Gleason on the closing market report this afternoon at 2:06, of course. And let's take a look at how the trade is going right now. The wheat in Kansas City for July, trading at 664, that's up 3.5. September at 674.25 is currently up 3. And December wheat is at 689.75, up 3.25. July wheat in Chicago at 615.5, up 3. September at 641.5, up 3. And December at 663.5, up 2.5. July corn at 429, down 1.25 right now. September 439, down 1.25. December at 451.25, down 3/4. And March 2010 at 461.25, down 0.5. May at 466.25, down 2.5. The crude oil contract for July, let's take a look at the current tick, 61.40, and that's down 27 cents. And the August crude oil at 61.85 is down 53 cents right now. Soybean market sees the July contract at 11.65.25, down 3/4. August at 11.31, down 3. September 10.77.5, up 1.25. November at 10.34, up 2.5. January at 10.36.75, up 3.5. And March at 10.27, currently up 4.75. The July soybean meal at 376.80, that's up 180 now. And August at 361.50, up 110. July soybean oil, 37.70, down 40. And August at 37.85, down 41. June live cattle, 82.72.5, up 20. And August at 83.65, down 12.5. The August feeder cattle, 102.65, up 72.5. September at 102.30, up 15. June lean hogs at 65.70, down 27.5, and July at 67.22.5, currently down 35. We'll get the current tick on the Dow Jones Industrial Average. It's 84.41.63. That's up 164.25. The NASDAQ up 45.25 points, and the S&P 500 is up 17.81 right now at 904.81. And again, the crude oil price for July at 61.69 is currently up 2 cents. And taking a look at the weather forecast from meteorologist Ed Kieser today, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and isolated thunderstorms across the two states of Illinois and Indiana. Highs generally ranging from 68 in far northwestern Illinois to 82 in the far south. Cooler along Chicago's lakefront, probably in the mid-60s. Mostly cloudy, scattered showers and thunderstorms tonight. Lows ranging from 56 in far northwest Illinois to 68 in the far south. And tomorrow in the north and central, it'll be mostly cloudy with a few widely scattered showers. In the south, cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms and highs ranging from 62 in far northern Illinois to 84 in the far south. A few scattered showers may linger on Thursday, primarily in southern areas. most of the area will be turning drier on Thursday, with mostly dry weather expected Friday, although models do still indicate a chance of a few showers in Indiana and neighboring areas, and then dry weather is expected over the weekend into Monday. And that's the opening market report. In for Dave Dickey, I'm Jay Pierce.